The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel lesson is Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all that, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us.' He said, 'Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.'" The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A terrible storm hit a town out in the country, a town very much like Buffalo. The river was rising, threatening to overflow its banks. A man watched from his porch as the torrential rains fell. One of his neighbors came by saying, "I have room in my car for you. I think we need to head out now while we can." The man replied, "No, I have faith in God. God will protect me." The man goes into his house and the waters continue to rise. Someone comes by in a truck shouting out, "The river has overflowed its banks. Come with me. I can take you to safety." The man answers, "No, thank you. God will save me." The truck driver drives away. The waters continue to rise and the man goes to the second story of his house. Someone in a boat comes by and shouts out, "Better get in the boat. The water is rising fast." The man replies, "No thanks, God will rescue me." The waters rise even higher, and the man goes up onto his roof. Finally, a helicopter appears, and someone with a megaphone offers to drop a ladder. "Nope, thank you," the man says. "I prayed to God to save me." The helicopter flies off. The waters rise so high that the man is swept off his roof and drowns. When he arrives at the pearly gates, he is angry and confused. He has to talk to God. He cries out, "What happened, God? Why didn't you rescue me?" God replies, "I sent you a car, a truck, a boat, and a helicopter. What more was I supposed to do?" In today's gospel, a rich man fails to heed the warnings given by Moses and the prophets. He fails to hear the words of Amos in our second reading. "Alas, for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David, improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. The prophet stated that those who failed to heed the warnings to care for the poor would be the first to go into exile, the first to grieve when the time of revelry was no more. The rich man has lived happily in luxury, dressed in purple and fine linen, feasting every day on the finest there is to eat and drink. At his gate is Lazarus, a poor man covered in sores, wishing he could be given even a crumb that fell to the floor from the rich man's meal. Dogs come and lick his sores. Eventually he dies and is carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham, where he rests in the safety and comfort denied him in life. The rich man dies and goes not to this place of comfort, but to Hades, the land of the dead, where he is tormented. He looks over at Lazarus and Abraham and cries out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." The rich man still seems to think he has some influence in this place, and that Lazarus, despite his favored position next to Abraham, is still somehow his inferior. It is interesting that while the rich man is not named, the poor man is. And the rich man knows the poor man's name. He's seen him every day, day after day. He's walked past him, walked around him, perhaps walked over him. That name, Lazarus, is a Greek form of the Hebrew name Eleazar, meaning God has helped. Abraham answers the rich man, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us. Sorry, unnamed child of Abraham, but you are asking the impossible. Now that you have died, your fate is fixed. This poor man, treated unkindly by the world, unkindly by you, has been helped by God." The rich man responds, "Then, Father, I beg you to send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham must sigh deeply before stating, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." And again, the rich man cries out, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." Abraham must shake his head and again sigh deeply before responding, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone rises from the dead." Look at the law given to Moses. All of that law can be summed up in two great commandments: love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Look at the warnings of the prophets, who repeatedly remind God's people that they were once slaves in Egypt, that all that they have comes from God, that all that they have needs to be used in service of God through service to the neighbor. Here again the words of Psalm 146. "Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the captives free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and the widow. but frustrates the way of the wicked. It brings to mind the words of Mary when she visited her cousin Elizabeth, the song of praise we call the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. She proclaims that God brings down the powerful from their thrones and lifts up the lowly, that he fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. What did the rich man do that led to his torment in the afterlife? It is no sin to be rich, so it is not the mere fact that he is wealthy that lands him in the tormenting flames. It is the fact that he lacked compassion for the poor man who was literally at his doorstep. He failed to do anything to alleviate his hunger and pain. He was too busy enjoying the good things of life to look outside himself and see the neighbor at his gate. The challenge raised by the parable is this one: to look outside our window at the Lazarus that lies at our gate, to see the poor and hurting, and to do something to alleviate their hunger and pain. What can we do to see those people rather than to walk by them, walk around them, or walk over them? Lazarus hungered for a scrap that might fall from the rich man's table, a scrap of bread, a scrap of kindness, a scrap of mercy, a scrap of love. What can we offer from our abundance of time, of talent, of treasure? What can we offer the Lazarus that we encounter at our gate? We have been given Moses and the prophets and Jesus, who died and rose from the grave, and the gospel message, including the warning given in this parable of the rich man and Lazarus. We have heard again and again the call to love God and love neighbor. What more is God supposed to do to get our attention, to rescue us from ourselves? Amen.